Back to learning, I think people of South Sudan will remember that it was launched on 18th of February 2015 mm-hmm. by Honorable President of this country. And this was a commitment of the government through this campaign to bring as many children to school as possible, because there were a large number of children out of school at that point of time.
Mm-hmm. And today the program is being launched in Upper Niles.
This is the fifth version of the Back to Learning. Every year we had been supporting government in launching the Back to Learning. So it was 15, 16, 17, 18, and we are happy that we are doing the fifth version mm-hmm. of the Back to Learning in Renk, which is being attended by the Honorable Minister of Education, South Sudan, and very senior officials. We have donors, USAID, Norway. We have our partners. We have our journalist colleagues. All are going from here to Renk to launch Back to Learning.
That's good to know. I mean, is this happening only in Renk? I mean, is this this particular launch, or it will also be open in other particular states?
No, this is not going to be just Renk. Mm-hmm. Today, as you all know, 4th of February, and this is the beginning of the academic year 2019. School year begins from 4th of February. So all the schools will open across the country. So we are launching it in Renk, but every state, every county will have one launch or the other of this campaign.
Yes, and what difference has this initiative made to the children of South Sudan?
Immensely. Since 2015, over 1.2 million out-of-school children have been brought into a school. The number has been steadily increasing from 2015 to 2018. In 2018 alone, around over 500,000 children were supported through Back to Learning campaign.
When we talk about Back to Learning campaign, what does this campaign include that attracts children to school?
There are several components to this campaign. One certainly is social mobilization, where, as you know, that many children do not attend school because of cultural and social, especially girls, because of cultural and social barriers. So we send mobilizers across the country to talk to the family, talk to mothers, talk to fathers, to send them, request them to send their children to school. Second is through this, in 2019, over 400 new classrooms, which we call as temporary learning space, will be set up, and we aim that in 2019 we managed to reach 729,000 children through this campaign. And we also, in addition, we train teachers. We wherever required, we pay incentive to teachers. So there are many aspects, and we are very thankful to donors like USAID, Norway, European Union, to have been supporting it for last 4 years.
Yes, and how is UNICEF working with the partners and the government on this initiative? And you talk about donors. Are you getting all the support that you needed to carry out this work?
You know, the challenge of getting all these out-of-school children is enormous. So we have generous support from several donors, but still we need much more than that. What we are getting right now in order to get all the children into a school, mm-hmm. because you know, and there is a large number of out-of-school children in the country. But we work with government, because this is a government-led program and we support government. In addition, we also work with around 30 partners who are in different parts of the country, and who are working on mobilization, who are working on training, who are working on setting up of temporary learning spaces.
Mm-hmm. And we understand, or reports indicate, that there are nearly 2 million children in South Sudan at the moment who are out of school. Now, with this kind of initiative of Back to Learning, are you quite optimistic that, you know, we can possibly be able to achieve a goal where every child is at school?
No, we are very optimistic about this. I have moved across the country in last 3 years, and I have seen great desire for education in every part of the country. And government is also through its general education sector plan, government through its various pronouncement has shown its commitment to provide education to every children. So it's a matter of time. The challenge is enormous, and there is need for resources, and all of us working towards having those resources to provide education to children as much as possible.
Yes, 2019 will see the launch of a national school curriculum for South Sudan. How is UNICEF involved in this?
Oh, that's right. Yes, that is a very good question. As you know, that the curriculum that was being used earlier was a loose curriculum taken from previous South Sudan and other parts of the country. And this new curriculum is actually indigenous South Sudan curriculum, and based on that, textbook have been written. So we are very happy that this is the 70th year of UNICEF, and this year we are able to launch this with support of the government and supporting the government to launch the curriculum and the textbook. So UNICEF has been supporting government in revision of the curriculum and also in the development of textbook.
Yes, Vinoba, just before you go, what is your parting message for the children of South Sudan?
I will repeat the theme of this Back to Learning, that education is your right. It's now time to exercise it. So that will be my message to both children, parents and community, that come all and join school and learn, because education is the future for this country.